So why not? Let us check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.
Driven deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! Halfway up the left field bleachers. A long home run for Stanton.
Yay, Stanton gets his home run. Good morning, Mike. But better than that, he's now batting more than 200. He's up to like 220.
Amazing.
You know what I wanted to point out? Well, something that I didn't realize, but I was looking through stats. Do you realize he has the exact same power numbers this year at this point of the season that he had last year? Unfortunately, his average is 80 points less than it was. But I'm really pleased to take a look at Aaron Judge. He's only averaging a strikeout a game. He's batting 320.
Only a strikeout a game.
That's far better than last year. Far
better. That means
better.
You're on the road for 200 strikeouts.
Still far better than last year. And he's batting 325,
mm-hmm.
And he's got almost 20 RBIs, and he's bringing people in on base. So, he's having a good start to the second season.
We'll see how the Yankees fare after the next 14 games after they play the Twinkies.
Am I talking the Yankees? I'm talking about individual players, and I'm.
How good Aaron Judge does when he plays against major league pitching, when he goes up against the Angels, the Astros, the Indians, and the Red Sox. We'll see how he does against major league pitching. Right now, against minor league clubs, he's doing pretty good.
All right. You can say that about anybody. But anyway, so those are the points I want to make.
No, you can't say that about anybody.
Sure,
you can say that about the teams that you play. How many teams have the Yankees played so far this year to have better than a .500 record? I think one, the Red Sox. How have they done against them?
No, Toronto has better than a .500 record.
Oh, that's true. You're right. I'm waiting for another team.
I have to look. I bet you that's two teams.
There are no more.
That's two teams.
The Marlins. The Orioles and Tampa.
Okay, so almost half their teams are 500.
Yeah. Fine. Then they're going to go on a road trip, and they're going to play four teams that are over 500. Then we'll see how good they do. At that point, you can make a decision.
No, I'm just saying Aaron Judge is off to a good start. That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying that the guy that they brought in to hit home runs is on the same pace. He's just 80 points less on his average. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying any more than that.
That's fine.
All right. So the Yankees did beat the Twinkies last night.
Yeah.
Crushed them. They always beat the Twinkies.
Well, the Yankees always fatten up against sub-500 teams like they should.
That's exactly right. The Mets didn't play last night, did they?
Nope. Thank God.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, one thing I want to point out, the curse of Washington appears to be over.
That's amazing. They were down 2-0, and they came back to win this series. That's the biggest story of the spring. The El Fuldo didn't take place. The Capitals won a series. Wow, amazing. Donald Trump brings great things to Washington. Washington finally won a series. Amazing.
And they came from far behind to do it.
Yeah, but on the other end of the spectrum, the Bruins are trying their best to blow a series. Up 3-1, now it's tied 3-3. A Game 7 coming up. In Game 7s, anything can happen. So the Toronto Maple Leafs came back from oblivion to tie up the Bruins, and the Bruins have the bus ready, and they look like they're going to play golf pretty soon.
Now, what is it with players? Once they establish themselves and they become great players, Julio Jones, he's absent from the team workouts.
It's called being a fat cat.
Hey, the
once
Giants.
Once you hit the lottery and you get your contract, you're untouchable. You can do whatever you want. You can't put stipulations in it. You can't have performance ratings. You can't have anything. It's here's your check. Thanks for gracing us.
All right.
So as soon as all pro sports go to a one-year contract, which will never happen because of the Vampires Union, then you'll see people play every year. It's amazing how you got players that absolutely can't get out of their own way, and then as soon as it's a contract year, I remember how to play this game. And it happens in every single sport.
Giants made a huge pickup in football, and this is going to definitely give them the Super Bowl.
What, do they have Thuman's hot dogs now?
No, they picked up punter Riley Dixon from the Broncos.
There you go. Because he averaged 52 yards a punt in Denver, where the air is as thin as glass.
Well, they're going to put a dome over the stadium. They're going to make thin air.
They're going to put a dome over it, and they're going to put fans in the end zone whenever he kicks.
That's right. All right, where else do you want to go in sports now?
Just to see what happens with the team called the Mets coming up. It's going to be interesting. They're going on the road. Never a good place for the Mets. They're 500 in their last 10. They're not scoring any runs. They're near the bottom of the National League in runs scored. Their bullpen's a disaster. See what happens. See how this new manager can handle the situation. So, like I said, they've been playing awful. The Phillies are only a half game behind them. And that other team in Washington, that other underachieving team, the Nationals, they're three games under 500. The Giants are playing a little bit better, trying to stay together till Bumgarner comes back from the line drive off his hand. The Dodgers, they're playing a little bit better, winning 7 out of their last 10. And like I said, my dark horse in the National League, that when we made our picks to get to the World Series, the Cardinals, they're in first place now, winning 8 out of their last 10. So a couple of teams that you expected to play better are starting to play better. The Astros are doing very well out west. Surprisingly, the Angels are only a half a game behind them. The Angels are notorious for bad starts, and they're 10-1 on the road. So they're playing pretty good baseball. And like I said, the Yankees go on a road trip, and they play the first place Indians, the first place Astros, the second place Angels, and the first place Red Sox. So that's going to give you a barometer what kind of team it is. If they're successful, then they're going to have a good season. If they come anything less than 500, that's pretty much where they're going to finish up.
All right. Anything else in the last minute or so?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, I don't see anything out
there. No NFL players went to jail lately?
Check on that. Probably. Well, hang on a second here. Let me check.
Sure, there has to be one.
Let me check here. I don't have all the stories, but I got some NFL stories here. Here you go. Here's one. Reuben Foster will be cut.
There we go. I know if we looked, we'd find one.
Reuben Foster would be cut if it's proven that he did hit a woman. All right. There you go.
Oh, and on the Marshmallow Anthony playoff quest, the Thunder are down 3-1 to the Utah Jazz as Marshmallow played 36 minutes last night, shot 33%. And got 11 points. Oh, I guess you can throw the 3 points in there, too. So he was 5-for-24, so he was shooting about 20% with 11 points. Nice job, Marshmallow.
And the horse named after Rob Gronkowski will
He's
not
out.
Will not run the Kentucky Derby.
He's out.
Out.
As soon as Gronkowski put the money down on him, he sustained an injury, and he's out of the Derby. So, yeah, he's got not an injury, but an infection. So Gronkowski is out, and that horse Quip that won the Tampa Bay Derby, he's out of the Kentucky Derby, pointing to the Preakness. There's a head scratcher for you.
All right. Hey, I'm going to scratch my head all the way today. Have a good day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Conzie with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.